You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Celebrate Canada's 150th and treat yourself to a brand new Silverado. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles right now at Lakewood Chev.
Starts to try to help you out because
thank you.
At some point you have to release the crutch in your life.
Right.
So we have Dr. Sarah McGee, also specializes in dermatology, joins us on the line. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming on. So now I was doing a little research about lip balm before and, you know, reading some things online, and you never know if it's true or not. They talk about the fragrances like camphor and menthol that shouldn't be in. But like, how serious is a lip balm addiction for a guy like Strudwick? Like, what's the worst possible scenario here?
Well, the worst possible scenario is that he will eventually get dermatitis, which is an extra chap around the outside. If you're constantly applying this, it doesn't give your lip time to breathe and grow new cells, new skin cells. So you're going to get that look that, you know, you get from kids in elementary school when they drink too much juice. They have those red lips all around the outside.
Yeah.
He's going to look like he's drinking too much McDonald's orange juice mix.
So how long does this, like, well, that's an eye-opener. How many years?
His face right now, he's laughing, but he's kind of scared.
I just, okay.
I mean, it is an addiction. It is a real addiction. It's for your skin. Using it too much is not good, and I don't want to burst your Blistex bubble. The best is actually just Vaseline.
Oh, well, but I can't fit
Blistex
that.
Blistex is not the best, but yep. Also, it is a psychological thing. There's been studies. Because they find that men actually use chapstick more than women. So they've done a study, and with most things that men do, it kind of links. Now, this is going to maybe make you embarrassed, but it sort of links to penis issues in the fact that you want your lips to be as soft as a penis. So you're overcompensating for maybe issues down below. So, and this was a study that was done by the New England Journal of Medicine. So it's something to consider. Like, maybe you need to go to see a therapist about this issue.
So I'll tell you right now, there's no softness issues below the belt. Like,
Strud's laughter here.
I mean, maybe you just want your lips to feel like a penis so you can constantly be licking. I don't know.
I don't even think there is the same type of skin.
This is funny because your laughter is kind of compensating for your concern. So how does a guy go about eliminating, how many times he applies the lip balm, and then obviously the carrying it around constantly in his hand? Like, that's probably a whole other issue.
I mean, he needs to find another security blanket that maybe is a bit easier on his lips. Maybe start sucking on lollipops or something like that. So you clearly have oral fixation.
What are you talking about?
Well, what do you mean? What am I talking about? You're constantly applying things to your mouth. You have something with you that constantly is focusing on your mouth. So you need to find something else. If you're going to be orally fixated, maybe chew gum. Maybe do something a little different and only apply your chapstick twice a day.
Yeah, but I'm not orally fixated. I think we're going. That's a pretty big.
I think you're in denial. I really think you're in denial.
Yeah, listen, what about? Isn't the patient always right? Like, you got to give me a chance to get my. I'm not orally fixated.
I mean, I'm not an ex-hockey player, but I did go to school for quite a long time.
Which is funny because Strutz likes to claim that he went to school. So, which is so now you. It's funny because we have a lot of guys texting. Good God, I'm actually addicted to this too. So, like, is it kind of like cigarettes? Do you have to go cold turkey to try to eliminate it? And when he does, is it just the pain? He's going to have to live with chapped lips for like 2 weeks or a month, and then eventually they'll start to re-moisturize themselves? Is that how it works?
That's pretty much it. I mean, you don't have to go full cold turkey. I literally try to apply it twice a day, once in the morning and once at night, and then you're going to be fine. You can still have your chapstick. You can still, you know, have soft lips, but they're not going to be over soft, and you're not going to get that red toddler ring around your lips.
But I don't have the red toddler.
No, she's
ring.
Saying when you stop taking it.
No, I know.
Because your lips are going
to. I can't stop.
Well, that's the point, though. You have to. People say they couldn't stop smoking. People say they can't stop drinking. It's hard, but you have to do it.
Yeah, but this isn't killing me. I mean, it's
just. Well, she just told you what the long-term effects is, so you're okay with that? Like, what if you have. Like, I don't know if the proper term is lip ring, but is that kind of essentially
lip
what.
Lip ring?
Yeah.
I mean, the medical term is dermatitis.
Dermatitis.
Yeah. I can send you a picture of someone with it. It's actually kind of horrifying. If you know what herpes looks like, it looks like herpes all around your mouth.
Whoa, whoa, okay. Let's not mix up these two things. But I think the image I'm getting is Ronald McDonald's lips.
Well, no, not like red lips. Like it's all red and chapped. I've said, you know, that McDonald's drink that you used to drink when you were a kid at school.
Yes.
There was always that one kid that drank too much and had a red chap around their mouth. So you're going to be that kid.
Well, yeah, but I've been doing it for 40 years almost. I've been using chapstick.
You haven't been using this for 40 years.
I started with, you know, this is the entry lip addiction is it's Labello. You know, it's the one that's in the blue.
But how
white.
Long, honestly, have you been carrying this lip medic? Like
probably 20, 25 years.
20 years.
Okay. And there must be some sort of issue then with. Link with like the penis issue that you just want penis in your mouth.
Why do you keep bringing that up? There's no link between my lips and my penis. They've never
maybe
been
not
in this...
your penis, but maybe just the need to have a penis like thing near your mouth.
No, there's nothing. There's no link. Listen, I have no problem with that lifestyle, but that's not my choice. So
I mean,
why are you linking
sir.
These?
I know what I'm talking about.
Well, are you? I need to see a certificate. Is it a certificate or a degree?
Well,
it would be a degree.
It's not a certificate.
I have a hard time. I don't understand how we went from my chapstick to penis issues in the same 10-minute span.
Now, do you find, Sarah, that some people, like, you have the addiction, so you have to, and Struds applies it. Like, he says he goes pretty much every hour on the hour, sometimes more than that, and he carries it around all the time. And I told him in all honesty, because he liked carrying around his chapstick thing, was to just empty the chapstick thing and carry it around so when he went into it, there was nothing there, but at least he'd have the security of it. Like, or is his carrying around the blue thing like a new level of addiction?
I mean, I think that sounds like more like a healthy way to do it. If you can't get rid of the chapstick, at least get rid of the part of it that you put on your lips. Like having it in your pocket, if you need that little security... I mean, if you're that insecure and you need a little chapstick to make you feel like a bigger man, then maybe do that.
Why are you being so aggressive? I thought you were a doctor.
I'm trying to help you.
Well, no, but I'd like,
I like Sarah's approach because a lot of people are a little bit just, oh, Jason, you know, it's okay. Like your lips look good because Struts thinks his lips look great.
They look
great.
And they
might look fine, but I don't, it's kind of like, you know, false lips, right? You have steroids on your lips.
I'm a believer in tough love, so I'm just trying to make you see what maybe some people might see but be too afraid to tell you.
But why do you have to give tough love? Aren't you you're a skin doctor?
Yeah, tough love. You know you're going to get a lot of blackheads around your lip, too. Do you know what those are?
Oh, I do, but I'm not getting blackheads around my – listen, you're a skin doctor. What do you mean bedside manner? You don't have
– all doctors have to be able to talk to their patients to get them to make themselves feel better. I don't know why you're attacking my credentials or my career.
Well, you're attacking me. Listen, you treat rashes. You're not a rash.
Well, it's not a rash can be going away. The only way it could go away is if you stop taking it.
So, I mean, I'm not a psychologist. I just did some reading up because I knew I was going to be talking about this, and I found back you just want penis lips.
I do not.
Well, that's kind of the interesting thing about this, about all of this. So Dr. Sarah McGee joining us right now. And Strutty, I just want you to know.
Yes.
This is our good friend Kathleen McGee, who is one of Canada's best comedians, who came on the show. Struts was so...
What are you talking about?
Oh, Kathleen, you're fantastic. Oh, you are fantastic. Struts was... Your opening line had Struts, like, literally nervous about the fact he would get lip ring. I approached Kathleen because I know she did a roast on me many years ago and crushed me on that, so I knew she'd be very good at it. And also, she's in a contest right now for that SiriusXM for the top comedian. Is that what it is?
Yeah, top comic. If I advance to the semifinals now, it's online voting. If I advance to the finals, I go to Just for Laughs 42 in September and compete to win $25,000 and spots at Just for Laughs all next year at all three festivals. So Big. And now, Jason, you have to vote for me. Oh,
like, so she, trust me. Madge is going to put this on her Facebook page. And all the guys that were texting in roaring and the girls, you're going to do yourselves a favor. And you're going to go to our Facebook page. And you're going to vote for Kathleen because Struts.
Yeah, topcomics.SiriusXM.ca. Kathleen McGee. It's very easy.
Thank you.
It is. So what is that? What's that link again?
Yeah.
It's called topcomics.SiriusXM.ca. And my name's Kathleen McGee. There's about 15 comics in the semifinals, and 8 of us will get through. And I'm from Edmonton. I'm a hometown girl.
Yes, she is. Okay. Yes,
so
she is.
I need everyone to go in and vote, and you can vote on your tablets and laptops and phones once a day up until August 18th.
Oh, it's fantastic. Because honestly, Kathleen, your opening line, like Struts, his laughter was really, that was his crutch to be like, oh, my God, I'm kind of nervous now.
I was.
Can I tell you, though? I did research and I found, like, I'll send you the picture. It's like, it is a thing, dermatitis, and it looks like a red lip ring.
No, I knew dermatitis was legit, which was awesome.
It was a good word, but let's just clear something up. Let's just get it clear here. There's no link between my lips and my penis, right? As term is.
I mean, only if you want there to be.
Okay, thank God, because my reputation's online here. I was like, is she serious?
All the texts coming in about penis lips are dying on Struts right now.
I asked if I could use the word penis.
It's nothing wrong with it. It's not a swear word. It's totally fine.
Well, I was concerned. I had a medical condition that was
It's medical, and it's a little bit mental, Struts, carrying around this container. I'm going to throw it out now.
Don't. You can't. Do not throw it out. I need it. It's like
I know, but if I throw it out.
It's okay. I have 3 more.
That's true. Kathleen, thank you so much. We'll put it up on our Facebook page where everybody can link to it, and we really hope you win. When are you coming back to do a show in Edmonton? Because Struts and I will come front row.
I will be at the Comic Strip in September.
Awesome.
Coming up. I'll be there the weekend, September 20th to the 24th.
Okay, well, we'll have you back on before then, and maybe you could incorporate into your show about penis lips with Struts, and we'll bring them in. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm throwing chapstick at you.
I think it'll be great. Thanks, Kathleen. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Kathleen McGee.